Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Steve Ogetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners. Well, Terry, what do we have on the agenda today? Once again, you have the list.
good point. So, kind of in the world of dog news, or dog world of news, or however you want to put that. Doesn't matter, I guess. Pit bull doing good stuff.
Ooh, what?
Well,
and where?
This is in California. Okay. A pit bull, 15-month-old pit bull named Diamond, received the National Hero Dog Award of the Year from the Society of Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. She had not only alerted her owner of a fire, but helped to help the fireman find one of the daughters who was hiding under a mattress.
Really? Oh, cool.
So Daryl Steen and his two daughters woke up in their apartment. The dog woke them up in the apartment on October 24th, and he managed to get the younger of the two out, couldn't find the older daughter.
Wow.
The fireman went in, found the pit bull, Diamond, laying on top of a mattress. The girl was under it.
That dog wasn't going to leave that kid.
Nope.
That is cool as can be.
So that's really good. The daughters both were in the hospital, as was Diamond, for smoke inhalation.
But everybody's going to be okay?
Some skin grafts, a little bit of scarring. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some damage, but everybody's happy. So
they survived. Yay! You go, Diamond. That's such a happy, feel-good story. Awesome.
It is.
Dogs are heroes every day. I swear they are.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
So here's sort of a revelation. Dog owners are now liable for attacks on other pets. This is specific to Arizona, but they changed their law. So Bill 2137 says dogs are no longer considered property. They have rights, too.
That's the first in the nation?
I don't know, but it's certainly cutting edge.
Wow.
That's
pretty cool. Tell me more.
Well, I got to take my glasses off because I can't read it.
Oh, okay.
So it's a Class 1 misdemeanor. Once this goes into effect, it's 90 days out as of May 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, dogs have the same rights as a person.
Cool.
So if you don't control your dog and it attacks another dog, then you're liable for that attack. If it attacks another person, you're liable, which that I think was true to begin with. And can carry up to 6 months in jail and a $2,500 fine. Looks like there was a lot of hoopla in the political arena around that. But here's a sort of a summary of some of the provisions. A person who intentionally or knowingly causes a dog to bite, inflicts serious injury, physical injury to a human being without justification of physical or deadly physical force, self-defense, blah, blah, blah. That's a Class 3 felony. Increasing from a Class 1 misdemeanor to a Class 5 felony is a punishment of an owner of a dog with the propensity to attack or endanger human beings that inflict physical. This is just written really weird. So if it's got a history of biting and you don't control it, don't manage the situation,
then you're going to get slapped with
Class 5
charge.
Felony, yeah.
Which is appropriate.
Well, this is kind of weird because this is like saying that, you know. Anyway, so it requires an owner to prohibit an aggressive dog from escaping a residence. Isn't an escape by nature accidental?
I think so.
I mean, I doubt the dog's really planning and tunneling out like, you know, Hogan's
the
Heroes Birdman or something.
Of Alcatraz or whatever, correct.
Anyway, so that's a Class 3 misdemeanor. And then it just talking about, again, if you have an aggressive dog, deemed aggressive to take controls to manage the dog from attacking another animal on or off the property.
So, am I getting this right, that they're going to punish the human, not the dog?
Correct.
Bingo.
Right. That's the summary of this. This is all about the owner.
Yeah. To me, that's great. You know, we shouldn't be labeling dogs. We should be labeling people who don't take responsibility for their dogs.
Right.
And they should be punished
for that.
It's
a management problem. When that stuff's happening, it's a management problem.
Absolutely, man. Cool.
So that's good. So Bill 2137, Arizona, good stuff. Thank you, Arizona folks.
Very good job.
Another good thing the politicians did.
You're kidding me.
It's so rare.
Twice recently?
Must have been a fluke.
Had to be. Can't happen again.
In Florida, SB 722 passed. And one of the key things to that is dogs that are confiscated from a fighting ring are no longer automatically considered dangerous. They got the memo. Yeah, they got the memo. Temperament tested, and shelters are now allowed to adopt out those who pass.
Oh, that's fabulous. Because from what we've, just general information from the whole big dog thing, the majority of those dogs usually can be rehabilitated and rehomed.
We know some. Some are local.
Yeah. Gracie. So that's fabulous.
Yeah. No, that's really good stuff. It's like, hello, about time.
And every time one of those happens, we get that going in one state, it's going to spread.
Yeah.
For once, it's good news for the fighting dogs. And speaking of fighting dogs and dogs in trouble, we got to talk about, what are their names? Willie and Katie?
Willie and Kate.
Up at Pack Ethic Rescue.
Yeah, with Eric Bellows and Rescue.
What a story. Oh my gosh, were they the ones who someone took an axe to?
Yeah, those are the two that someone hit in the head with an axe.
And split their heads
open.
Yeah,
there was some damage.
Really horribly injured. The photos of the before they were stitched up photos are just horrendous.
Yeah.
But then what you get, if you guys follow, and if you don't follow Rescue Inc. on Facebook, you got to do it.
Yeah.
Because the photos of the day they went to Pack Ethic to heal and, you know, become whoever they're going to be in their future, shows pictures of them with Eric. And I'm going to tell you what, dogs are so capable of not holding a grudge, not thinking all people are mean, you know. You just see this sweet dog with all these scars and all these stitches,
yeah, horrible
scars, hugging on Eric, going, I love you, it's fine, thank you for letting me be in the grass.
Yeah, it is really interesting going through all the photos, watching, it's almost like it's a completely new experience being outside. So you wonder where these dogs were kept and what they were done to them.
You know,
it was just
probably a horrible city existence.
Yeah.
And so, guys, if you are not following Rescue Inc., if you don't know about them, you need to. First of all, they're a great place to send a donation to because they do such incredible work for dogs who probably no one else would rescue. They do the toughest cases. And we talk to them from time to time on Bark Radio. We're going to do it again here real soon.
Yep.
But definitely follow them, keep up with them, and give generously to them. They're really good people.
Good folks. And the person that runs Pack Ethic is Eric Bellows. Really good guy.
Yeah. And I get to meet him, and I'm so excited.
Yeah, I mean,
about
you should talk about that because you guys just connected in New Jersey, right?
Yeah, it was very cool. There was a fundraiser in Paterson, New Jersey at the Brownstone, and a friend of mine, Sue Kendra, and I were lucky enough to be able to be up there for that and to meet all of the guys from Rescue Inc. And I got to tell you, they are just amazing in person. They're all just, you know, a lot. It's really easy to be starstruck by them because they are such cool guys, and they just take it with such aplomb. They, you're like, you know, they will have their, let anybody have their picture taken with them. You know, it's all for the cause. They're just really, really nice guys. It was such a pleasure to meet them, and we're going to see them again here this year.
Yeah, we're trying to connect with Eric and actually get up to Pack Ethic, but they're way upstate New York, so
we're going to try and get there, Eric.
Trying to get there.
Because what we want to do is we want to go on a pack walk and maybe do, you know, help with the dogs for a day.
Yeah. Happy to volunteer and scoop poop and whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
Whatever you need. And, you know, lap dog. I'm perfectly willing to snuggle with a dog if somebody
exactly.
needs loving, you know. So, anyhow, good folks. And I do understand also that they've signed on for a new TV show.
Really?
I don't know, with a different network. Don't know details, but we'll find out the details and let people know about that.
And then you mentioned they're going to be in August. They're going to be in D.C. at Blog Paws.
Mm-hmm. Blog Paws, you guys, is for anybody who is into pet blogging. It's a great networking opportunity, and it's going to be near Tyson's Corner in Northern Virginia, right across the Potomac from D.C. in August. We'll put the link up for it.
Yep.
And Rescue Inc. will be there, and I think
Bark
Radio is
going to be there, and who knows?
So yeah, come on, and we'll all just hang out, and maybe we'll do another tweet up this year. We did
that kind of cool
at last year's tweet up, or at last year's blog pause in Colorado in a bar.
That's the best place
it was
to
way
do
fun.
Them.
Yes, so come on along, and we'll tweet up.
All right, see you guys.